Hi there, Chandler. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. And of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of how the service works, answer any questions you have, and then because it is a young company, she's requesting that I apply a new in business rate here for you and make it even more affordable. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going. It's not too hot yet.
Cool. Okay, yeah, right, exactly. So, of course, Tara's job this morning is to help me find the one company that we would work with for this exclusive listing, and then we actually close out the category. Strict Google guidelines. We cannot put our clients in competition with each other. It's just one business per area and industry. And of course, this position only did just become available about an hour ago, I guess. So when these positions become available, our mapping coordinators call that list of pre-qualified candidates. You're on that list because you've got some online presence and no bad reviews, nothing but good reviews. So, of course, our job would be to create the almost 70 different directories that Google indexes, known to the public and unknown, mostly unknown. I mean, yeah, of course, there's Yelp and Facebook, Superpages, Manta, but dozens and dozens of directories that are not as well known to the public or even not known at all, Opendy, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, all of those directories are as important to Google as something like a Yelp or a Facebook page. So it's really actually the content that you'll have that your competitors won't have. That's what's going to separate you and have you listed on that first page ahead of your competition. Of course, that's really where you need to be. Most consumers rarely, if ever, go past that first page. Now, you're going to benefit from a social media campaign here. Paid Facebook ads would help you to cover your entire service area and do it quickly and affordably. They're like 20, 22 cents a click.
Yeah, I've dealt with them before, yeah.
Yeah. You're looking at a flat rate on a month-to-month basis of $249.00. That would be with actually $100 worth of Facebook ads in it. So at 20 or 22 cents a click, you're looking at about 400 clicks per month just from people seeing your ads on that Facebook page, seeing a website for you. And of course, when you're on Google and Bing, it's kind of unlimited clicks and phone calls. The calls come to you, so it's nothing at all like the Angie leads that Tara attached here. I think she found it when she was looking for a website. There's not currently a website then for Trump and Go?
No, not currently. No.
That's okay.
No, it's all just been word of mouth and Facebook pages and everything else. So, yeah. I mean,
I saw the Facebook page.
It's quite a bit to keep up with, but yeah. I mean, it's still growing. I average quite a few leads already just off of just word of mouth just because of the work that I do. So,
yeah, that's good. Yeah, I mean, obviously, people like your work. You've got nothing but, good reviews. Now, this is not meant to inundate you with more work than you can take on. And of course, it is not for starving companies, but, it is going to get you a steady stream of phone calls. And it'll be calls from people that will have seen a website for you first. We don't expect our very young companies to already have a website. We do want you to have the best success from the very beginning. So, now, I'd like to see if I can get a website included at no additional cost. Like I said, it's month to month. If I can get the website included, it means we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you. We can use photos that you've got now. And, of course, as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos, and we can always add that to the website. There would never be any additional costs for that. Now, is it strictly residential, or are you looking for commercial work,
too? No, I do residential and commercial work.
Residential and commercial. Did you have a preference of one over the other? You kind of like the mix.
No, I mean, the mix works.
Good.
I'm signing. So I started the business as a second stream of income, and then now I've made it to that make-or-break point. Where I'd either stay at my full-time job and maintain what I got, or I hire another crew, or I go full-time with that. Basically, I mean, it's summer right now, so everything's obviously booming. I was kind of waiting out the slow season, the cold season, to see how everything still thrived through that before I made any drastic decision. But I do have two guys that work for me. So Okay. We're able to keep up with all the work and everything that's going right now. So
that's good. Yeah. And, you know, regardless of the area, regardless of the industry, the companies that are on that first page don't really see much of a slowdown, even in the slower season, because there's always somebody that needs a service. And if you can be on that first page where most people go and the exact moment that they're looking for a guy who can do what you do, you know, you will keep those calls coming. So it'll give you a little bit more information, data to crunch, and see how you want to, you know, take your business, take your career, your life. But we offer the service on a month-to-month basis, and you get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website, though, there would be a contact form so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they want you to have done, and when they want you to come out. Now, when they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So, Chandler, you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. Of course, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form repopulates right on your reporting and tracking, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, my only real question was how are you guys in control of the first page of the Google stuff?
Like, so it's not the entire first page, but we are a Google Premier partner. So when positions become available, like I said, it is our job to reach out and find one company to work with. About, it's been almost 8 years now. Google has started the partnership program to provide these types of services for small and medium-sized businesses, especially like Google paid ads, like AdWords or pay-per-click. Mm-hmm. I don't think we would have to do that now. You're not starving for work. It's kind of a smaller company, just a couple of guys. If you had multiple crews and you're going out 100 miles or more looking to just take as much work as you can get, then we might be talking about doing Google Ads as well. But even if we're not doing the Google Ads, there's a big benefit to working with a Google partner because, you know, like I said, when Google makes changes or updates to their pack or map algorithm, they do share those changes with us ahead of time. So we'll always make sure that you've got the right content to keep you listed on that first page.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So is that, so for the $249 a month, say if I did want to eventually upgrade into like what you were just talking about, growing into multiple crews, going out to a 100-mile radius, is that just like an upcharge? Like we get charged X amount more and then we add in those additional benefits?
So that's exactly correct. We can always scale it up. We can target really anywhere with the Facebook ads, and you could just continue to do Facebook ads, maybe just add a little bit more to the ad spend. I mean, the farther out you go, it's like trying to make, two peanut butter sandwiches instead of one with the same bit of peanut butter. Might spread yourself a little too thin with the $100 budget for the Facebook ads. Those kind of, are ideal for like a 50-mile radius. I think it's well within what you're looking to do right now, which is like really like a 20-mile radius. But if it goes beyond that, we might say, hey, you might want to add another $50 or $100. Google raised their minimum requirement for AdWords or for Google paid ads from $100 to $300. That was almost 3 years ago. So it's not always budget friendly. It is still cost effective, but whereas Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents a click, Google ads are like $5, $10, maybe even $15 per click. So like I said, I don't think that would be the best product for you at this point, but if things change and you ramp up, like you said, if you decide to really take this full time and start adding crews and things like that, we are a comprehensive digital marketing firm. We can offer any Google product, and of course we can discuss anything down the road that you might need. But at this point, I think this $249, like I said, there's $100 worth of Facebook ads included in that, and that's going to be perfect for your needs. Like I said, 400 clicks in a month, plus everything on Google and Bing. Any device that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles with internet access, as long as they're in that service area, they'll be able to see your business as one of those options. Now, we can really even target, we're not drawing a big circle around yet. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found by both high-end residential clients as well as commercial clients.
Sounds good. $249 a month. And then how does it work with the Facebook ads? Is that something that's on your guys' end that you populate
Correct.
The ads and create them?
Okay. That is awesome. that is exactly correct. Yeah, so it is included in the $249. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Big jobs or small, residential or commercial, recurring lawn care or landscape installs, it's all just that flat rate.
Sounds good. Then yeah, I think we could probably go ahead and move forward with it then.
And it's
how long? Yeah, something lawn care and landscaping.
With the LLC, I did see it. Well, it says LLC, and that's how you want it to be branded. I noticed the Facebook page leaves it off, and it's often with an apostrophe, not the G at the end, right?
Yep. Yeah, no G.
Okay, gotcha. And then it looks like the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call, and is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, this is my personal cell phone number.
Must be a smartphone then, too, right? You can receive text messages
yep.
on that number? Perfect, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you do get text messages as well as emails. I did see chompandgoatlandscaping@gmail.com, right, for your email
yep.
address?
Yeah, that's a business. So. Yeah, I can use that, or I can give my personal email address.
Okay.
It doesn't really make a difference. I monitor both emails relatively frequently.
Yeah, if it's a business email, we list it on the website for people to see. If it's a personal email, it's hidden, but it serves the same function. It attaches to the contact form, and of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we do email things. We use phone, text, and email. Like I said, your clients are either going to contact you through your website or call you directly, but we use phone, text, and email. Chandler, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
All of the above, fine.
All of them are fine?
Doesn't make a difference.
Perfect.
I mean, text messages are convenient, but I mean, any form of contact is fine.
Perfect. Yeah, there'll be a little overlap if we call you and don't reach you. We'll leave a text and maybe send an email. Chandler, what is your last name?
Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y.
Okay, and then Mr. Lacey, I did want to just kind of confirm with you. Your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's really not a physical address that we would be promoting for your business online.
No.
Yeah, and Google knows that most service-based businesses are run that way, kind of run out of the home, run out of the truck. Even if you had an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you are out in the field most days. The Angie's List, though, that's got the 2720 Wilder Park Drive. Is that your residence?
That is my home residence, yes.
It is your home residence. Okay, so yeah, we certainly would not want that address to appear anywhere online. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we are the ones to create that website for you, and we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. I mean, one, I'm going to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. We call it a client interview. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure we know things like mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, et cetera, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Now, would you want us to have, like, the Facebook logo and a clickable link to your Facebook page right on your website?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that sounds sounds like it wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, you've got 89 likes and 102 followers, and you've got a lot of photos on there. And this way, everything you've got already that's working for you will continue to work for you. It's just going to reach a much larger target audience. Now, in addition to scheduling that client interview, I'm also required, because we are Google partners, to read what's called a voice verification. Chandler, it actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that flat rate, and that we are, in fact, in this case, including the website as well. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but Mr. Lacey, if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
No. Yes, sir. Yep, sounds good.
Chandler, give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Lacey, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Chompin, C-H-O-M-P-I-N, apostrophe, goat, lawn care, and landscaping.
And you wanted the LLC to be part of the branding of the business across the board?
Yes.
Okay. And the other thing I did want to clarify, I have the and as A-N-D, the word A-N-D spelled out, not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word and?
Yes, spelled out and.
Gotcha. Perfect. And then, Mr. Lacey, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Chandler Lacey, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Lacey, as the owner of Chomp and Goat Lawn Care and Landscaping LLC, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Chandler, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Lacey, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Here we're talking about anything new that you do not already have. And this is, again, because we'll do that NAPW audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, meaning if anyone is out there creating additional content online, we do ask that you let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We just want to make sure, for example, that the LLC is included, that no one's putting an ampersand instead of an and. That makes sense, right? That's fair?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Okay, perfect. And then with all of the reductions in the cost, being that you are a young company and with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 18th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, Chandler, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of running the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website, again, is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $249. And again, that rate will never go up on you. We do offer the service on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract, which means, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally if necessary, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Chandler, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Lacey, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Chandler, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Mr. Lacey, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express,
a Visa?
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
And just first and last, or any middle initial there?
Chandler S. Lacey.
He said S like Sam, not F like Frank?
Yeah, S like Sam.
Gotcha. And then you said it was a Visa card. It should start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
Yep.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It is 4482-6175-2495-8329.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0527.
05 of 2027. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
312.
So I've got 312-312 on the back, 05 or May of 2027 for the expiration. And then, Chandler, was the card itself 44-82-61-75-24-95-83-29?
Yes, sir.
And does that bill at the home address, the 2720 Wilder Park Drive, 33566?
Yes,
okay, perfect.
Yes, sir.
So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, I can take it. That's fine.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email through our automated system in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Chandler, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about a half an hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. There is a spot available at noon if you wanted to do that first available. We could also do 1 o'clock or 2. And then this afternoon, it looks like there is at least one spot available, 4, 5, and 6.
I could probably do the 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock?
Today.
Okay. Today, yeah. So we'll schedule it from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. So the call will get to you just a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I am in between phone calls myself when our client interview technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions that you might have. I don't know if it's going to be 5:05 or 5:10, and I might already be on a phone call. But if I am on a call when they are ready to call you, they will call you on their own. And, of course, they'll have your file. They'll do a really good job of taking care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or, well, I guess even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit of added security here, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are affiliated with your business, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we still will ask you for the answer to the security question. And then, Chandler, even more importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's go first pet's name.
First pet's name, and then what is the answer?
It is Lexi, L-E-X-X-I.
Okay, two X's, L-E-X-X-I. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email?
I've seen that I got the email so far.
Gotcha.
I probably
got
a text message too.
The email does trigger the text message, and you will in a second get the welcome email as well, but I'm actually glad that that one hasn't really piggybacked on this one yet, because the one that we do want you to see is actually the Local Splash initial invoice email. If you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Hold on, I'm open up my email now.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Let's see. It's probably sent to the Chomp and Goat email, right? Yep, there.
Yes, yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you said please click here to accept subscription terms, or
click on the blue click here, and then you'll see services, Google Business Profile Optimization.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, Google will be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus, but it's almost 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, so we certainly do want you to have those opportunities as well. We'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. We are doing Facebook ads for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. In the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears there. So if you're typing it in, it is case sensitive. The C, S, and L are all capitalized. The middle initial of S is there, but there's not a period after. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after, but once you've got your name as it appears there, click the confirm signature box below it. That actually does a few things. First of all, it does, of course, let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we've included the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that if it does ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
It does.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you to log in. Of course, neither of which is actually the case at this point. We do have to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track. But within the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change the password. Some people never do, and that's okay, too. I can give you the username. In fact, I was sent out to you a calendar invite to your Chomp and Go email. It says local splash CING. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it has your username, your name, and your phone number. In this case, your username is your phone number, area code included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So in any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include either your username, which is, again, just the numbers, 486-4126. Wow, that's weird. I think I might have to, refill my coffee cup. 813-486-4216. That's your username. Of course, you know better than I do because that's your phone number. You're all set and squared away on my end at 4 o'clock. You'll receive an automated email through our system just reminding you that that call itself is scheduled in the 5 o'clock hour. Looks like our automated system has caught up with both the welcome email containing the client support phone number and hours of operation, the email address that I've already given you. There's also an additional email that says action required, photos for your Google verification. Google's recently made the verification process a little bit more comprehensive with the idea of making sure that all businesses on that first page are actual legitimate businesses active in the area that you would, you know, talk to the person who calls you, provide the service they're requesting. So they want us to be as complete as we possibly can. Doesn't have to be everything on this list, but anything you can send us as far as pictures, we'll make sure that Google knows that everything is compliant. Some of it we might also want, with your suggestions, to put on your website. Things like any tools or equipment, your work vehicle. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Yep.
It is, okay. So that information, any business card, things like that, there is a link that you can use as well just to send us those photos. We can, like I said, pull photos off of the Facebook page, and any new photos you want to send us, you can either continue to email them to us, or once you've got access to your tracking and reporting system, you can actually upload those photos on your own. You can make changes to your website on your own as well, or just let us know what changes you'd like to see, and we'll implement those changes for you. I do have it in the notes here as well that you would want the clickable link to the Facebook page right on your website. But other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Hopefully, we can be a big part of your success, and if that means growth, we'll be right there every step of the way. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. I do hope, actually, that I'm in between phone calls in that 5 o'clock hour when our technician is ready to call you this afternoon.
Sounds good.
All right, Chandler, I appreciate you. You take care, Mr. Lacey. We'll talk to you before the end of the day.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.